Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Melbourne Valley Hospice Care is a not-for-profit home-based palliative care service which provides comprehensive, collaborative and specialist support to people living in the city of Greater Shepparton. One of the main fundraisers for GV Hospice Care during the year is the GV Hospice Rally. And to tell us all about it today is Kelvin Maud and Min Innes Irons, and thank you very much for joining me today, gentlemen.
You're welcome, Terry. Thank you.
So next month you are going to get in your cars and rally. Tell me all about it.
So it's been we're in our 26th year this year. It's an event that attracts motoring enthusiasts and also everyday people that are connected to the GV Hospice Care fundraising task, I suppose. And the committee sets up a really challenging course over 2 days, where we have anywhere between 40 and 50 cars, I think, Min, on an annual basis. And that's there's an entry form per car and per passenger, and all of those entry fees go towards this very important course.
When you say rally, I think of things like the Cannonball Rally, which is a lot of fun and silliness. Does that occur as well?
Terry, there was a little bit of cannonballing years ago, and that was jumped on very quickly because we don't have insurances to cover that.
Okay.
So it's not a race. It is a friendly competition amongst people and teams to try and navigate and then get to the end. And when you get to the end, there's always a great venue where you can have a few drinks and talk about how the day was and what clues you missed out on. So you need to fill in a questionnaire on the way around, which proves that you have actually done the designated
so
course.
So it's a bit like orienteering, it sounds like. Orienteering, but in your car maybe.
Yeah.
It is. There's clues and keys. And we tell everybody not to do a U-turn on the course if you've missed a clue, but the amount of U-turns that conducted during 2 days is remarkable.
How many people do you expect to join at this 26th rally?
Generally, Terry, we've been getting around about 90 to 120 people lately. COVID has had a hand in how many people come out, but last year, for example, we had, 110 people, Kel?
Yeah, 48 cars, 110.
Yeah, which is a really good number considering where we were with COVID. We rely on donations from generous businesses to have our silent raffles, our normal auctions, and that helps to raise money also. So even though we've been through COVID, the numbers have been good and people still have been very generous, which is what the Goulburn Valley does so well. They get behind these types of events to help, or in this situation, to help hospice provide a 24-hour care service to the people and families that need it.
So anyone can join the rally, and you're saying it doesn't have to be, a 1968 Volkswagen or anything?
Exactly. So there's quite a mix. You do have the vehicle enthusiasts that pull out. Min's got a couple of very nice old vehicles that he campaigns nearly every year with his family, through to myself, who we don't have anything particularly exotic, but it's just a matter of getting involved in an event where there's really good banter over 2 days. It's high spirits and a really good feeling. Like, by the time you get to Sunday lunch and the amount raised is announced, it just feels terrific to be able to contribute. And that's not only us as committee members, but I think everybody responds really well to that achievement.
What have you got, Min? Car-wise?
Car-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, just a couple of old cars. We've got a 1923 Austin 12, which my daughter drives really well. It's only got two-wheel brakes. So to drive it 500 or 600 kilometres is just an amazing effort. We've got an old Porsche and we've got an old Bugatti.
Wow.
And then, so next year there'll be another car coming along also.
So how do you raise money? Obviously, you have to pay to go in the rally.
Yeah, so there's an entry fee per car and there's an entry fee for each passenger. So some cars run with two people and others with three or four, sometimes more if the seating capacity is there. So that allows, that's probably about half, I would guess. Half the revenue is through the entry fees, and then the other half is the activities that happen between now and the event, which we have a raffle that's running across the city of Greater Shepparton. So the people that perhaps can't actually attend or participate in the rally can at least contribute financially through a raffle. And again, the prizes for that are generously donated by some key people that have been associated with it for a long time.
What is the entry fee?
About $270 for a vehicle, and $140,
Terry, which covers your meal. So it covers the morning tea and the lunch and the Saturday night meal and also the Sunday lunch.
So there would be a lot of camaraderie because you'd be spending quite a lot of time in each other's company over the weekend, wouldn't you?
There's been some tears. It's been a lot of fun. There's been some tears. There's been some near. We've had to be sort of almost like marriage relationship kind of counsellors from time to time. And a few maps thrown out windows. yeah. So for first timers, it can be a little bit challenging. I remember the first time we did it, Jill and I, we had a whole music selection organised, and we had it was all going to be very sort of swanning around the. But once you got to clue number two, clue number three, turn the radio off. Yeah, I've got to concentrate. Did you get that one? It's your fault. Which way? This way? It gets very. The time flies, doesn't it? Really,
yeah, it does.
You're going from point to point. It's a lot of fun.
So we did have one couple, Terry, that nearly made it to the morning tea stop on the Saturday morning, and they were looking for two separate cars at that stage so they could go their own way. It was not a good day for them.
Fair
anyway,
enough.
They're back. They're back this year, Kel. I don't. You know who I'm talking about.
They must have liked it in the end.
Yeah, the Hallidays. Yeah, they had a lovely time.
So you obviously do it because it's fun, but underlying all this is the great service that GV Hospice Care provides. So why, why are you supporting them? I guess.
Well, I think it's part of a lot of reason why a lot of people do things community wide. I'm not a member of a service club or anything like that, and I got involved. Min got me on the committee a couple of years ago, and I loved the event, and always said that if there's anything I can do, let me know. And next minute, I'm on the committee. So That's what happens. And also, if you get your name on the trophy for a number of times, you end up on the committee, don't you?
Yeah, something like
so,
that.
So yeah. It's just nice to contribute. It's a concerted effort. The committee works pretty hard over certainly 6 months and probably 8 months to bring the whole thing together. A lot of work is done with the route planning and so forth, just the logistics, where we stop, morning teas, lunch times, and that sort of thing. And then there is just the constant challenge of at least achieving last year's financial result or possibly surpassing it.
And, so what was that last year?
54,000 and some change last year. So it's gone over the 25 years, now into 26, it's gone from fairly modest returns, I think down around the tens of thousands, to we've had a couple of spectacular years. Our last event being what we called our 25th, was a nice strong event at over that $50,000 mark.
And what difference do you see those funds making?
Terry, I think that if you talk to anyone that's had hospice as part of their lives, that's sort of the pitch that we go down. If you haven't been involved in hospice, there's probably a fair chance that you know someone that has been involved in hospice, and they just do a fantastic job helping families and patients in the latter stages of their lives, and it's a great cause, and you'll find that there are people that donate every year, small businesses that don't necessarily have a lot of extra funds to donate, but because of their association with hospice, they feel strongly about donating.
It is pretty incredible that they provide 24-hour, seven-day-a-week support to people of all ages, and it is free of charge.
Yep.
We're very lucky to have that service.
Absolutely.
And we probably don't realise that until we need it.
Correct.
We hope we don't need it, but
that's
certainly
right.
Good to know that it is there, and we're all going to get to that stage of our life at some point.
You certainly hope that you never do need it, but the service that they offer is just reassuring and highly professional and attentive.
And that's why the fundraising is fairly straightforward, because whether it's a contributor or a participant, there's so many people that know of hospice. Unfortunately, a lot of them know the service directly through a direct family member. So the passion for the organisation is really probably right up there with some of the stronger connections in the community.
Absolutely. So if people want to get involved, actually go on the rally, or if they just would like to support your fundraising, what can they do?
Yeah, get in touch with me. I'll leave you my contact details, and get in touch with the committee. Check out our Facebook page.
So it's just GV Hospice Rally?
It is.
Yes. Rally with an E on the end to make it a little bit exotic. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. yes, there's still places available on the event for this year, but certainly it's a good idea to plan for the future, or keep your eye out around town for the raffle tickets. So the raffle ticket books will be on as many counters as we can find over the next.
What are some of the prizes you've got?
So there's the key prize, which is again donated, is 5 nights accommodation on the Gold Coast,
nice.
in the Oracle Tower, donated by some good friends of ours, the Quemmels.
Fantastic.
And then the second prize is
a helicopter ride.
Yeah. So Tom Garrett provides the second prize every year willingly for a joy flight around the Greater Shepparton in a helicopter, and Central Tyre Service provide a set of tyres as third prize.
Fantastic! So some great prizes there, and a great excuse to support the GV Hospice Rally.
Only $5 a ticket.
Okay,
$50.
I better get some.
Yes.
I'm sure they're just available around town, are they?
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming to talk to us today, Kelvin, Maud and Min NS Irons. And you have a great time on this rally, 30th of April, 1st of May, to Wodonga. Or am I allowed to say that?
Yes, overnight in Wodonga, yeah.
Right.
So through the southeast.
It's only 2 hours away, but it takes a lot longer than that with all the obstacles you've got set up.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of corners.
Have a great time, and thanks for the work you do to support such a great community service. And perhaps we'll catch up with you on the flip side.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
What is palliative care?
It helped Mum feel well enough to say her goodbyes. 1-4-3,
now boys. Before going on that trip she'd always dreamed of.
It gave us time to make plans.
I still do.
And some new memories.
I now declare you married. Again.
It gave me the chance to do more of the things I enjoy the most with my best friend.
Palliative care. It's more than you think. Visit morethanyouthink.org.au or talk to your healthcare professional.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from regular back or sciatic nerve pain? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Termites are on the move. Sadly, their most favourite food is our houses. It doesn't take long for termites to destroy a home, and termite damage is not covered under your home insurance. You should have a termite inspection every year. That's right, every year. Can you remember when you had your house inspected last? We are fully licensed termite technicians. We do termite inspections. We even do termite protection systems. Jason's Pest Control would like to help keep termites out of your house. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter.
And Trevor Franklin.
From Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing.
Computerised wheel alignment and balancing.
Complete front end and brake repairs.
And a full range of Exide batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952.
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.